Oh, what's up, people? We're back here from shadygroove.blogspot.com for another edition of this week's podcast. We're bringing you the best of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, rock, country, rhythm, funk, bluegrass, reggae, you name it. Whatever we feel sounds good, we'll throw it on. Not wasting any time today. Kick it right away with Bo Diddley.
Baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley caught a nanny goat to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Old Diddley caught a bell cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
Thank you. fade away.
Well, there's a couple of them there with the Bo Diddley beat, otherwise sometimes called the Hambone Rhythm, but that Bo Diddley beat, man. So the first one we heard was Bo Diddley himself doing the classic example of the Bo Diddley beat, and it's actually a tune called Bo Diddley from 1955 off of the 20th Century Masters album. The next one was Buddy Holly with his crickets, recorded in New Mexico in 1957. Not Fade Away has been actually one of the most covered songs of probably of all time, actually. You know, everybody has done it, from the Stones to James Taylor, Grateful Dead, Rush, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, you know, Bon Jovi. It's been definitely one of the most covered songs. Rolling Stones, it was actually one of their first big hits in the U.S. Went up to number 48 in the U.S. Billboard charts. So, not Fade Away. Heard the Dead play it a couple times. But let's continue on with the with Crow Jane, another legendary song. See if you can see who's playing this one.
Silver space.
What I Do For You. Everything I Do. That is the one and only Gourds from Austin, Texas. That was doing a song called Do For You off of 2004's Blood of the Ram album. Before that, I challenged you all in the Shady Grove listening atmosphere to see who was singing that last one. And that was performed by the Derek Trucks Band off of their 2006 album, Songlines. Crojane is the name of the song. It's actually a really old song, originally recorded by Julius Daniels in 1927. Kind of a traditional song. Nobody knows for sure who wrote it, but it has its roots in South Carolina. It's said to have been one of the favorite among many of the best bluesmen around. Let's change a little gears. Fast forward to a newer band. It's called Blitzed Trapper from Portland, Oregon. It's here. It's called Dragon Song.
Thank you.
what we had right there, the Rolling Stones, as you know. It was a track called 2000 Man, which is funny because Mick Jagger was actually recorded that. He actually recorded that in 1967. It's off of their, the Rolling Stones, their Satanic Majesty's Request album. Pretty much, most people think it's the Stones' answer to the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Same guy actually photographed the covers, which look similarly psychedelic. Also, that album, Satanic Majesty, was actually recorded while the Stones were parting ways with Andrew Lou Oldham. And also, three of the five Stones were facing criminal charges at the time. So it's a tough time for the band. Some trying times, as always, for the Stones, the Bad Boys, who are always in the shadow of the Beatles, I believe. But anyway, before that was Blitzen Trapper. It's a new song from their 2010 The Destroyer of the Void album. There's a track called Dragon Song. So, we had some good stuff there. Let's keep it on rolling. We'll be right back.
but let me just do one more time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that was some awesome stuff there. We started out that set with the Derek and the Dominoes, Keep On Growing. That was a great one from 1970s, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. Just a great album, one of the best of all times, in my opinion, one of the best of all times. This is actually a pretty cool thing. I just found something about this song. And actually, Bobby Whitlock, who plays several instruments on the album, wrote this about Keep On Growing. He said, "Keep On Growing was a jam. We had one called Airport Shuffle. It wasn't called Keep On Growing. It was just a jam. We jammed in front of 50,000 people. We would open our shows by just jamming. Now, there are bands that do nothing but that now, but it was just a jam we did during these sessions. They were gonna actually can it because it was just an instrumental. It always gave us something to loosen up with. You can take all the vocals off, and then you've got a great instrumental there. They were going to keep it off the record, and I said, no, man, you can't do that. This is too good. I said, give me 20 minutes. So they stopped what they were doing and chilled out, and I took a pencil and paper, went out to the lobby at Criteria, the studio we recorded at in Miami, and wrote the melody and the lyrics. They just fell out of me. I went back in and sang it. They turned the tape on, and I tried to sing it myself, and it just didn't come off right. They loved the song and what I'd done to it, so I told Eric, why don't we do this like a Sam and Dave thing? You sing a line, I sing a line, we'll sing a line together. We did it like that and it worked out. We did it right on the spot. That particular song was fresh pricked straight off the vine. What you hear on the Layla album was the first performance." I thought that was pretty cool. So we heard that. Right after it, we heard Bob Marley and the Wailers doing Small Acts, originally on the 1973 African Herbs Man album. And following that, what we just heard was Burning of the Midnight Lamp. That was an alternate cut off of a box set released in 2002, Jimi Hendrix box set. Just listen to the awesome drums by Mitch Mitchell on that one, rest in peace. But originally, the Burning of the Midnight Lamp actually came out in 1968 album Electric Ladyland, their third and final album with the original Experience. But we're about midway through the podcast today. We're going to take it on down a little bit, give you some down old blues. Let's crank it. Seriously, crank it. We'll be right back.
somebody long me down. I need to call my old time used to be. Somebody long me down. I need to call my old time used to be. So long, you know it's worrying me. Hey, it's worrying, worrying me. I know she's a good girl. But at that time, I just didn't understand. I know she's a good girl, but at that time, I just didn't understand. I need a helping hand. Somebody better love me.
Man, Loan Me a Dime. That once when I first heard that song, it just blew me away. Any blues lover is gonna love that song. That's actually a Boz Scaggs song, which Dwayne Allman sat in on. It was a 22-year-old, virtually unknown Dwayne Allman at that time in 1969, where it was Boz Scaggs' first album, and definitely turned some heads. But that's some of the tastiest licks, blues licks that I've ever heard, man. And Dwayne was one of the best session musicians at that point, and went on to have an amazing career with the Allman Brothers Band. Blows me away. But anyway, let's hear another one by Dwayne. We heard one earlier with Derek and the Dominoes on Keep On Growing. He was definitely playing that. And then let's hear Little Martha.
Follow me. She was the queen of the little white and blue. She was the queen of the little red, white and blue. Come on, boy, now follow me. Wham, bam, hang the hand. Come on, boy, now follow me. And wham, bam, spray and sand. Come on, boy, now follow me.
Up some green sprout. All my efforts are very well spent, blowing away in this aching drought. Dry spell. My mind's a hazy blur. My parched lips are cracked. All is desiccation. Late afternoon heart attacks.
We're riding away. We're riding away. We're riding away.
I've been drowning, dry spell.
Oh yeah. Some good old-fashioned swamp rock for you there. So the one we just heard was Hazmat Modine. They're actually a New York band. Sound very gypsy, very swamp rock. They're using there's definitely some instruments in there on that one that I've never even heard of, and you know the names of them. And but they're an awesome band from New York. That was off of their 2009 album Bahamut. And that was called Dry Spell. Before that, we heard Dr. John, the original swamp rock man, and he did Mama Root for off of The Right Place at the Wrong Time. The Right Place, Wrong Time. That's all the time I got for you today, folks. Shadygroove.blogspot.com. Send us a comment. You know, check out the blog, check out the podcast, listen to it. Send a comment on your request or anything you want. But we're gonna close off the night with one of the, just like we always do, Daily Dose of the Gourds. So let's hit it. See ya.
All hell you see. He caught me